And from the studio, they tell me that we have John Baptist back on the line now. John Baptist, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you,
Charles. Excellent. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Chris.
John Baptist, the enthusiasm of the thousands of young people was not a surprise to anyone who saw it on television, though the Holy Father's message to the young people may have been. He made social change to depend upon interior conversion and radical faithfulness to the gospel. Can you elaborate a little bit and also sort of set the scene for us there in the stadium with the young people this afternoon?
Of course, first of all, this gathering brought together thousands of youth from different parts of Angola, Catholics and non-Catholics alike. Now, the Pope recognized that youth in this country face numerous problems, and these include the effects of the deadly civil war this country experienced for over 27 years. For example, one of the challenges is unemployment, poverty, or also psychological disorders, physical disabledness, and uncertainty about the future. But the Pope explained to the youth that they hold the power to shape the future. The future certainly lies in Christ because he has the answers to their problems. He told them not to expect automatic change in their lives, but to be patient, looking to Christ as their guide. He also called upon them to be light, to be the light of the world. And as light of the world, the gospel should shine in their lives. He encouraged them to face challenges with the determination to overcome them, but of course using Christ as their model, because he is the one going to change this country. He is the one going to change them.
And the Holy Father did not pull any punches. I mean, he flatly stated that the dominant culture does not help people live Christian lives. You've already talked about the challenges facing young people, especially. Can you talk a little bit about how the Holy Father's visit helped to bring the problems and the solutions into focus?
Well, the Holy Father was very, very clear. He came, of course, in knowing very well what the problems of this country are and what the problems of the youth are. Well, by bringing Christ into light, he wanted to show the youth that alone they cannot change their lives. For example, the biggest challenge I have mentioned, unemployment here, it has reduced some of these youth to beggars. It has reduced some of them to pickpockets and others to prostitutes. We have seen all this here in Luanda. Now, with all these problems in mind, the Holy Father wanted to present Christ as the model to be followed, the model who can answer, who can give solutions to the problems of these youth. For example, a problem like a family breakdown. Many of these youth have lost parents and they have no one to go to. Then lack of appropriate government policies that can support these youth. And then the emergence of a consumerist attitude in this country that, of course, has become a source of uncertainty and frustration for those who don't have the financial resources to consume. The Holy Father is convinced that if these youth turn to Christ, they can find answers to their problems, of course, answers based on the values of the gospel.
And John Baptist, can you give us quickly a look at the Holy Father's plans for tomorrow, Laetare Sunday? He has a big mass plan, doesn't he, among other things?
Of course, tomorrow is going to be the climax of the Holy Father's apostolic visit to Angola. In the morning, he will celebrate an open-air mass for the faithful at Chimangalo Square. And this will be the first opportunity for him to meet directly the faithful in his capacity as the successor of Peter, and he is expected to strengthen them in their faith and to encourage them to be faithful witnesses of Christ in their daily lives. And in the afternoon, he will be meeting movements, Catholic movements that promote women in this country. And by meeting them and supporting them, certainly the Holy Father wants to show to these people that the Catholic Church is very, very much interested in human promotion.
Thank you very, very much, John Baptist. We'll be checking in with you again later on.
Thank you very much.